This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Vote counting on the first-past-the-post system for House of Representatives election completed. Counting on the proportional representation system nearing completion. Indian Prime Minister Modi congratulates Rashtriya Swatantra Party leaders on election victory. Reaffirms India's commitment to work with Nepal for mutual prosperity and progress. Kathmandu's air pollution reaches unhealthy level. Health Ministry urges public to stay cautious. And oil prices dip after US President Trump says Iran war may end soon. Now the news in detail. Vote counting under the first-past-the-post system in the House of Representatives election has been completed, while counting under the proportional representation system is nearing completion. The Election Commission has declared results from 164 constituencies. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 125 seats. The Nepali Congress has secured 18 seats, while the CPN-UML has won 9 seats. Similarly, the Nepali Communist Party had secured 7 seats. The Shram Sanskriti Party has won 3 seats and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has secured 1 seat. One independent candidate has also been elected. Meanwhile, under the proportional representation system, around 10.5 million votes have been counted so far. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has received more than 5 million votes, which is about 48% of the total counted votes. The Nepal Congress has secured 1.7 million votes, while the CPN-UML has received more than 1.4 million votes. Similarly, the Nepali Communist Party has secured more than 773,000 votes. The Shram Sanskriti Party has received more than 359,000 votes, while the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has secured nearly 326,000 votes. Both the Shram Sanskriti Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have crossed the 3% threshold required to become a national party under the proportional representation system. The Election Commission says the counting of all proportional representation votes will be completed soon. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Rashtriya Swatantra Party leaders Ravi Lamisani and Balendra Shah for their party's landslide victory in the election. Through his official X handle, Indian Prime Minister Modi shared that he held warm telephone conversations with both leaders. Leader Modi also conveyed his best wishes for Nepal's upcoming government and reaffirmed India's commitment to work with Nepal for mutual prosperity, progress and the well-being of both countries. He expressed confidence that through joint efforts, relations between India and Nepal will reach new heights in the years ahead. Likewise, Pakistan has congratulated Nepal on the successful completion of the House of Representatives elections. According to the Embassy of Pakistan in Nepal, Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar extended congratulations to the people and leadership of Nepal. He said Pakistan values its friendly relations with Nepal and looks forward to working with the new government to strengthen bilateral cooperation and promote regional peace and prosperity. Kathmandu's air quality has worsened sharply, with pollution levels reaching the unhealthy category. According to IQ Air, which monitors air quality in real time, the air quality index in Kathmandu currently stands at 186. Based on the air quality index standards, approved by the Government of Nepal, an AQI level of 0 to 50 is considered good, 51 to 100 moderate, 101 to 150 unhealthy for sensitive groups, 151 to 200 unhealthy, and 201 to 300 very unhealthy. An AQI above 301 is classified as hazardous. Kathmandu ranked as the third most polluted city in the world this morning after Delhi and Dhaka, where pollution levels have also crossed unhealthy levels. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has urged the public to remain cautious due to the rise in air pollution. Ministry spokesperson Prakash Bharathoki has advised people to take precautions and avoid exposure to polluted air as much as possible. Japan's Parliamentary Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Shimada Tomokai, has made President Ramchandra Podal and Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari as he led Japan's election observer mission to Nepal. According to Japan's embassy in Kathmandu, Shimada paid a courtesy call on President Podal and discussed Nepal-Japan relations, Nepal's democratic process and future cooperation. He also thanked the President for his recent visit to Japan. During the visit, he also held talks with Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari regarding preparations for the House of Representatives election and Japan's support for free and fair elections in Nepal. During election day, Shimada visited polling stations and a vote counting center in Kathmandu to observe the voting and counting process. Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Karki has praised all police personnel for their role in conducting the House of Representatives elections in a peaceful, fearless and fair environment. At a program held at the Nepal Police Club, IGP Karki said the police's role during the election has significantly contributed to the overall growth of the organization. IGP Karki highlighted that despite limited resources, police personnel displayed professionalism, high morale, teamwork, and a strong sense of responsibility. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to International News Update. Global oil prices have fallen after US President Donald Trump said the war with Iran could end very soon. According to the BBC, the benchmark oil price had surged past $100 per barrel on Monday, but later dropped to around $90 per barrel after Trump said the conflict was verified, scheduled, and pretty much complete. However, the US president also warned that Washington could strike Iran 20 times harder if Tehran attempted to disrupt oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's key oil transit routes. Iran has reportedly warned that it would not allow 1 liter of oil to be exported through the region if attacks by the US and Israel continue. Iran has also vowed to use powerful missiles against its enemies and ruled out ceasefire talks with the United States, saying it will continue fighting while attacks against the country persist. Meanwhile, Australia has granted humanitarian visas to 5 members of Iran's women national football team following safety concerns. The players faced criticism at home after declining to sing the national anthem before a match against South Korea last week, prompting accusations from some conservative commentators in Iran. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpasim provinces, and at one or two places in Karunali province and the Tarai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote counting on the first fast-to-vote system for House of Representatives election completed. Counting on the proportional representation system nearing completion. Indian Prime Minister Modi congratulates Rashtriya Swatantra Party leaders on election victory. Reaffirms India's commitment to work with Nepal for mutual prosperity and progress. Kathmandu's air pollution reaches unhealthy level. Health Minister urges public to stay cautious. And oil prices dip after US President Trump says Iran will mend soon. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.